And so, this thought that was on my mind, been kind of on my mind for the last day or so, and then Brother Nathan gets up, and he kind of brings along the thought, you know, about what was the message about this morning? Somebody tell me.
Levels
of what? Discipleship. The levels of discipleship. Okay? The levels of discipleship. Well, our thought is kind of along the line of being spiritually minded. So, what does it mean if I bring up the title for my thoughts tonight, being spiritually minded, what comes to your mind?
Having our mind set on Christ.
Okay, having your mind set on Christ. What else? Okay, being in a constant attitude of prayer. What else?
Bringing God into all your decisions.
Bringing God into all your decisions. What else? Anything else? Those are all good answers.
Loving God first with all your heart.
Loving God first with all your heart. Anybody else? Again, all good answers. All very good answers. Okay, pushing anything away, what?
Unlike Him.
Unlike God. So, pushing anything away that's unlike God. Very good. And so, you know, as I was thinking about or meditating on these thoughts this afternoon, it says, you know, I thought while in sin, we lived according to the flesh. We did what the flesh wanted to do, right? Would you agree with that? And so, again, when we are worldly minded, when we have the mind of the world, we do, or the mind of flesh, we do what the flesh wants to do. When the flesh sees something, it goes after it. We do what pleases the flesh. And so, the things that the world, you know, things of the world pleased us, and we did them. We were carnally minded. We were carnally minded. And when one receives the gift of salvation, we receive the Holy Ghost to dwell within. Well, why do we have the Holy Ghost? What is the function or what is the purpose of the Holy Ghost tonight? To guide us. What else? Okay, well, yeah. Jesus said, I'll send you the Comforter, right? To comfort us, to help us, to guide us, to direct us in every move that we make. Remember, when we were unsaved, we lived according to the flesh. Well, now that we're saved, what are we supposed to be living according to? The Spirit, right? We're supposed to be living according to the Spirit. And so to be spiritually minded is to set our mind, just like somebody said, set our mind on pleasing God, to be in obedience to the Holy Spirit. If we have this Holy Spirit abiding within us, then we are supposed to be walking obedient to the Spirit. And so, in the Corinthian congregation, there was a lot of contention among the brethren. And Paul needs to speak pretty straight to them. And so let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And this kind of goes along with, in a way, what Brother Nathan was saying this morning, talking about levels of discipleship, but also we think about, you know, spirituality. You know, us being spiritual. Okay? And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Now, Paul's not saying that you're unsaved. Did he say anything in there about you're unsaved? No. However, he's saying that, you know, you're still in that, what do you want to say, level one of discipleship, like Brother Nathan was talking about this morning. You're still in that level one of discipleship. And he goes on to say, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, strife, and divisions, and ye are not carnal, and walk as men, And so Paul, again, wasn't saying that they weren't saved, but they were dealing with spiritual matters as fleshly men. They were dealing with matters as fleshly men. So through salvation, we put off the old man. We put off those old deeds. We put off those things as far as the flesh is concerned, you know, thinking as a fleshly person, and we put on the mind of Christ. We start thinking as Christ would want us to think. Everybody agree? Absolutely. So we put off those fleshly things. And daily we should strive to do what God would be pleased with. When we get up in the morning, is it our desire? Is it our prayer? Is it our prayer that, God, I want to do what you are pleased with? Why? Because if we deal with things as carnal men do, just like Paul's saying here, you're dealing with things as carnal or fleshly men deal with things, well, you know, things are not going to go so well. Things are not going to go so well in our lives. And so we have to work to and go with the mind each and every day, Lord, what do you want us to do? What could we do to please you? And so, as we go about our daily lives, are we making our decisions with a spiritual mind or a carnal mind? Again, it says we. In my notes, it says we. Because, again, I have to think about these things as well. Just because I'm 56 years old doesn't mean that I still don't have to depend on God for my decisions, the decisions that I make each and every day, or the things that I do. And again, if I'm not careful and if I'm not spiritually minded, I could still deal with things as the carnal man or as a fleshly man is concerned. And so we all have to go into each and every day, daily, in our decision-making with a spiritual mind. So, you know, as I was thinking about this, when someone at work or at school says something hateful, how do we respond? I want you to think about that. When somebody says something hateful to you, how do we respond? I know as far as the fleshly man is concerned, you're going like, I'm about ready to give him peace of my mind. But is that what Christ would want us to do? Is that what Christ would want us to do? Remember, everything that we say and everything that we do, people are watching. People are watching. And when people say something hateful to us, there are other people around watching as to what our reaction is going to be. So how are we going to react? Are we going to react as a fleshly man does? Or are we going to act as Christ would act? And it goes against the flesh, right? How Christ would act or react to that goes directly against what the flesh would do, right? And so, as we go into each and every day, that should be our prayer. Lord, you know what we're going to face this day. I need your help. God knows that somebody's going to say something hateful to you. God knows that there are going to be situations that crop up during the day that is really going to test us. Maybe test our patience, test our resolve as a Christian. It's going to test us in many, many ways. But how are we going to react? Are we going to react as a fleshly man, the carnal man's concerned, or are we going to act with the mind of Christ? Are we going to act as Christ would act? Proverbs 15 and 1, as far as the answer to this question is concerned, Proverbs 15 and 1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath." When everything within us is going like, I'm going to really give them a piece of my mind, what's the Bible tell us? A soft answer turneth away wrath. But not only does it goes on to say, but grievous words stir up anger. Grievous words. So in other words, when we respond in an angry way, what's it stir up? It stirs up more anger, right? It stirs up more anger. But young people, when making decisions, do we make the decisions based on what we feel to be right? Or do we look to God for direction? Again, we're talking about being spiritually minded tonight. You know, there's a lot of people making a lot of decisions today, and they're not making them with a spiritual mind. They're making them as to what they see, how they feel. They appeal to, what do you want to say, the heart, you might say. But when they're making decisions, they're not making them with a spiritual mind. They're making them with that fleshly mind or that carnal mind. 1 Corinthians 2:16. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." In the Amplified, it says, "For who has known the mind and the purposes of the Lord, as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and purposes." I want you to think about that. We have the mind of Christ, young people. When we are saved, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the mind of Christ living within us. It is up to us to cultivate. It is up to us to cultivate that mind. It is up to us to seek that mind. It is up to us to do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. You know, the wonderful thing about being a human being is God put within us the ability to make decisions. And we can make decisions based on this flesh, or we can make decisions based on the mind of Christ. And however, God wants us to make those decisions based on his mind, right? Based on what he has put in us as Christians. But, you know, I'm not one, and my daughter and my wife will attest to this. I am not one to make hasty or snap decisions. And it drives them crazy sometimes. They're waiting for a decision and 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 waiting for a decision. My daughter's sitting there going, "Yes, that is true." And I know it drives them crazy. But I like the way things. I like the way things. I like the way things as far as what are the consequences, or what is, you know, what would be, you know, as a result of this decision that I'm making, what are going to be the things that come as a result of that decision? And young people, you're in the midst of making some very, very, very important decisions. All of you. I don't care how old you are. If you're 13 years old all the way up to maybe the oldest. Who's the oldest in here? Are you the oldest, brother? Brother Alex? And you're how old?
40.
You're how old?
27.
So 27. So 13 to 27. You're making some very, very important decisions. And decisions that will impact. I want you to listen to me very carefully. The decisions that you're making today are going to impact the rest of your life. Somehow or another, the decisions that you're making today as a young person is going to impact the rest of your life. And it is really important that you get the mind of Christ. It's really important that you get the mind of Christ and how we need the mind of God to make the right decisions. Some of you are entertaining the thought or seeking direction as to what you're going to do beyond high school. Some of you are looking at college, and young people, you really, 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 really need to seek the Lord about college. College marriage is a lot different today than even when it was when our oldest daughter was going to college. It's a lot different. There are a lot of agendas out there, young people. A lot of agendas, and there are agendas that are contrary to the things of God. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to college, can't go to college, or whatever. All I'm saying is you need to get the mind of God. You need to get the mind of God. You make a wrong decision, and you may come out of college not even thinking that God is real.
Right.
And there have been people that have done that.
Right.
They don't even, some of them may have been raised right here in this congregation, and they've seen the mighty works of God. They might have been saved at one time, and now they don't believe in God at all. So it's really, really important, young people, that you make the decisions with the mind of Christ. Financial decisions. Financial decisions. Are we making our financial decisions with spiritual eyes or earthly eyes? You know, I think about this, young people. I see a lot of people driving really, really nice new vehicles. Some of those vehicles are more than what I paid for my house when I built it. I'm going like, you got to be kidding me. And here they're tied down with payments. Some feel like, and I guess this is the point that I'm getting at, young people, you don't make financial decisions that's going to get you so tied down that you feel like you have to work longer hours, you have to work overtime, you have to have another job, because what happens when you do that? It takes you out of the spiritual things, right? It takes you away from church. It takes you away from the things that really matter. Remember what Brother Border said. We're here for a very short span of time. A very short span of time. And the rest of it's eternity. And the decisions that we are making today are going to impact where we spend eternity. And if we take ourselves away from the spiritual things, we take ourselves away from the spiritual things, how do you think that our spiritual well-being, or how do you think that we're going to be as far as spiritual people are concerned? We're not going to be very spiritual people. Let's just face it. You know, I know God can sustain us, God can help us, but sometimes we make decisions, young people, that put us in very, very bad spots. And this is the reason why that we need to make sure that we're making all of our decisions based on that spiritual eyesight. That spiritual eyesight. Again, we're talking about being spiritual tonight. Being spiritual. And you know, young people, it's really, really important. And you know, the enemy works really, really hard. He works really, really hard to keep us away from the things that are most good for us. And we need to be together with the saints. We need to be together as young people. We need to spend time with one another. We need that fellowship. We need that human touch. And we need to be around spiritual people. We need to be around spiritual people. You know, another decision that you're going to make is the decision of who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And so, and when you seek a companion, do you look at their level of spirituality? I'm going to ask that question again. When you're looking for a companion, again, A, they must be saved. All right? They must be saved. But are you looking at their level of spirituality? You know, it's one thing to be saved, but how spiritual are they? That's really, really important. How spiritual are they? Just because they're saved doesn't mean that they're a suitable companion. Do they have a proven track record when it comes to serving God? Do they have a proven track record when it comes to serving God? Or are they up and down? Are they in and out? Another thing, where are you going to live? Again, we're talking about being spiritual. All these decisions that we are making, are we making them with spiritual eyes or are we making them with the eyes of flesh? Are we making them with a carnal mind? You know, where are we going to live? Where do you plan to get, or where do you plan to live? Does where you plan to live get you closer to a thriving congregation, or does it take you further away from a thriving congregation? Even does where you plan to live get you closer to the church or further away? And the reason why I ask that question is the further you get away, let's just say, for instance, you live right here in town, and maybe you are planning to move somewhere, but maybe it's a half an hour or 40 minutes away. Unless you are totally committed, and I know there are things that come up as well, but unless you're totally committed, being further away from the congregation, being further away from church, there's more likelihood of saying, you know what, I got home too late tonight, and I don't think that I'm going to be able to make it to service. And so it makes it easier. It makes it easier to sit out of those things that you should be getting involved in as the people of God. Again, are we making these decisions with a spiritual mind? Are we working to become more spiritual? Or are we working to become, or are we working, you know, and looking at things, making decisions with the eyes of flesh? These are really, really important things, young people. And I know that you probably, you know, you've kind of heard these things maybe presented in a different way, or you hear these things over and over again, but you can see many young people that have passed through these doors, they didn't take heed to those things, right? They didn't take heed to those things that we're bringing forth. And where are they at today? Where are they at today? When we go through trials, when we go through battles, do we look at these trials with spiritual eyes or with earthly eyes? You know, some of you are going through trials. Some of you are going through battles. Are you looking at those battles? Are you looking at those trials with spiritual eyes? Or are you looking at them with earthly eyes? You know, I thought about even talking about our career or whatever it might be. I was thinking about there are some days when I walk away from that school building thinking, you know what, it would be a whole lot easier to go to work somewhere at 7 o'clock in the morning and leave at 3:30. Just pick my tools up and do whatever I need to do for the day and just leave the job. Just leave all of it behind me until the next day. But that's not where God put me. That's not where God put me. You know, we sought the Lord's face, and there were many, many applicants for this particular job at that particular time. But however, as we sought the Lord and as we looked to God for help, and if it was God's will that we were to get it, we did get it. And it would be so much easier sometimes. Like I said, some days I just walk away and go, why do I even try? And I think there are some of you that feel that way. Why do I even try? But it matters, young people, when we seek God's face for a career, that we get the mind of the Lord, because there's going to be rough days. There's going to be times where you think, why am I even trying? Am I even making an impact? And those are the days where you've got to cling to God. You've got to cling to God. But again, when we go through these trials, when we go through these situations, you know, these trials and these temptations are a way for us to prove that God lives. I want you to think about that. These are ways that God uses to prove that he lived, that he is real. We don't like trials. We get impatient in trials. The enemy makes victory look hopeless. But whose eyes are we looking at these trials through, young people? And as we go through these hard places in life, remember, just as we said about other things, there are people watching. There are people watching as we go through these trials to see how we react in these trials, how we go through these trials. Do we go through trials with grace, or do we go through the trials with a lot of complaining and murmuring? Again, the enemy will do everything that he can to hinder. He'll do everything that he can to trip us up. He'll do everything that he can to get us to look at the negative side of the trial. But these trials, young people, that we go through are to bring glory to God. And again, are we looking at these things with spiritual eyes, or are we looking at these things with earthly eyes tonight? You know, I thought about this account in the Bible. The Syrian king saw an occasion to get Elisha. To get Elisha. Why? Because he was taking what God was telling him, all these battle plans that the Syrian king was making, it was as if Elisha was right there in his bedroom, or in his war council room, you might say, and he was hearing everything that was going on, but here it was God giving him those things, and he was going back to the king of Israel and saying, hey, you know what, don't go, don't do this, because the Syrians are going to waiting on you. And so the Syrian king, he was upset. And he saw an occasion to get Elisha. And so let's look at Elisha. Second Kings chapter 6. And we're going to break in at verse 14. I want you to think about this. The king saw an occasion to get Elisha. And it says here in verse 14, therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about, because they knew that Elisha was there. Verse 15 says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city of both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do? There's no way out. And I know that we go through trials, we go through situations that it seems like that there is no way out. But like I said, this is an occasion for God to prove himself, young people. It's an occasion for God to prove himself. Verse 16 says, and he answered, fear not. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17 says, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Here Elisha was looking at things with spiritual eyes, where his servant was looking at things with man's eyes, or the carnal eyes, or the fleshly eyes. All he saw was the host compassing them about, no way out. And that's where the devil wants to get us. That's where the devil wants to get us. He wants to get us looking at all the things going on around us and looking at things with fleshly eyes, or those carnal eyes. But here he wants us to look at things with the spiritual mind, with the spiritual eyes. And he says, and Lord, open the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. But what happened was, is God struck the Syrians with blindness, right? He struck them with blindness, where they couldn't see to fight. Again, an opportunity for God to prove himself. In Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And so, young people, tonight, as we close in our thoughts tonight, you know, God wants us to be more spiritually minded. Whatever is going on in our lives, whatever that we strive to do, we need to do these things with the spiritual mind, or have a spiritual mind about us. Why? Because God knows. God knows what lies out ahead of us, And we do those things with the Spirit of God in mind, and we make our decisions, we do the things that God would be pleased with. That doesn't mean we're going to be excluded from trials and all those sorts of things, but we're going to have the grace of God working in our lives, that whatever we go through, God will be there to help us. God will be there to deliver us in those trials. And so, young people tonight, are we looking at things, or are we making our decisions with a fleshly mind? Or are we making our decisions with that earthly carnal mind tonight?